Hello, welcome to The Pure Life. Today's episode is going to be on humanity. What has become of humanity? Stay tuned, right here, in The Pure Life. To put it in the simplest way, humanity has gone straight down the toilet. Very few people have the morals that this country was founded on. Not only this country, but every country around the world has the opportunity to walk and live in morality. But we, the people, have chosen to use our free will to do whatever we want. And that's wrong. What have we become? We've become a people that think that they can do what they want and not face consequences. But there's consequences. To every action, there's a reaction. To every force, there's a reforce. So let's do something about it. Let's actively choose each day to do the things that are right. I'm not saying you have to be a perfect angel. I'm just saying do things being kind to each other, having respect for each other. Work hard. If you work hard. If you're a student, study hard. Just do the things that we need to do to succeed in life. Don't go out of your way to be a jerk to people. Be kind. Show love. Because at the end of the day, it will carry you. It will, as you do these things, it will build you. Your legacy will build each step. You're building a foundation, or you've already built the foundation and you're working on the walls, or you have already built the walls and you're working on the interior, the wiring. So today, choose what is right. And at the end of the day, you'll be glad you did. This is The Simple Life, right here in Michigan. The Pure Life. We need to stay in the power that we have available to us. We tap into the power that the creator of the universe gave to us. We need to stay in that power. I'm telling you, man, you tap into that power, woo, you're going to make an impact, not just today, but forever. That's right. Go ahead and stay, okay? Check it out. Disciples of Christ, stay. Let me tell you something. Hollywood has been an outlet that has forced us, our lifestyle. And we got to get away from the Hollywood. We got to love God, and we got to love ourselves and one another more than Hollywood. Because Hollywood is done. It's overrated. 90% of the people in Hollywood are going to hell. Hey, you, go ahead. I mean, hate it later. It's okay. Because it's the truth. Sorry to have to say it, but it's true. This is Hollywood by Disciples of Christ. You're listening to The Pure Life. What have we become? What in the worldwide nations have we become? We're people that think it's okay for man and man to be married and woman and woman. And I'm surprised that God has not freaking destroyed this world by now, because it's become a cesspool. And I'm not saying that women can be friends, or men can be friends, but we're not talking about friendship. We're talking about sexual relations. And everything's just falling apart. What in the world have we become? Where Adam and Eve is a thing of the past. Now you got Adam and Steve, and you got Eve and Mary. And that's a sin. We have fallen off the wagon. How are we going to get back up? How in the world? This is the pure life. And what in the world have we become? You know, I want to talk to you about the fact that there's a lot of cupcakes in this world today. A lot of people get butt hurt. And there's no editing for this. Okay, a lot of people get butt hurt in today's society. There's a lot of this, all this political correct stuff. Nah. When I say Christmas, I say Merry Christmas. I don't say Happy Holidays. I say Merry Christmas because Christ is the reason for Christmas. So I'm not all about this political correct stuff, man. I'm telling you. I'm straight up. And if you get offended, I'm sorry. Jesus is Lord. I don't care if you get offended by that. Because it's because of Jesus that you're here on this earth. So go ahead and get offended. Go ahead and cry all you want. Because it's the truth. Jesus came so that everybody has the opportunity to have eternal life. If you get offended by Jesus, if you get offended by Merry Christmas, if you get offended by these things, I'm sorry. But it ain't not going to change the fact that Jesus died over 2,000 years ago. He was the lamb that was slain. I'm telling you. So, there's no need to get butthurt. People of the world, they get butthurt over everything. Not just Jesus. They get butthurt over everything. And I would love to do have a guest host because I live a pretty sheltered life. I don't get involved in no drama. And I know there's a lot of drama. People, okay, let me talk about bullying, though. That's one thing, bullying. The thing about bullies is this. They're so insecure that they gotta pick on people. But you know what? We need to come up to a new approach with them. When I was in elementary, I got picked on, and boom, I used force. I just came and boom, I gave him a bloody nose. I'm not recommending that for everybody, for every situation, but if it needs to come down to it, yeah. But really, what we need to do is take bullies, keep them busy, keep them preoccupied. If we can do that, there'll be less bullying in the world. Racism is huge too. Here we are, 2018. There should be no racism. And we got a president who people think he's racist. He's not. He's not racist. It's just the people from other countries need to come here legally, the right way, not sneak across their borders. I mean, I don't have an issue with any race. You know, I think everybody has an opportunity to work. But you should not be sneaky about it. You just got to realize that this is America. This is not Mexico. It's not Canada. It's not Japan. You want to come to this country to mooch? You waste your whole trip. Take it from me. Bullies, racism, it needs to end because it's a waste of time. 2018, we need to get over that stuff. what in the world have we become where you have men who are in their 40s or 50s and maybe even 60s wanting to marry these young girls, kids, I tell you, not. I'm not talking about someone who's 10 years or 5 years younger than. I'm talking about people that are 30 or 40 years younger than them. They're sick and wrong. They got something sick and wrong in their head. What in the world have we become in this, our society, where we allow such immoral actions? There is no way a person who is in their 50s or 60s should marry someone who's in their 12 years old. That's just ridiculous. Makes me sick, my stomach, think of it. These people taking advantage of children. It's quite ridiculous. Their elevator didn't go all the way to the top floor. They have no marbles in their head. Sick and wrong, man. Sick and wrong. I'm gonna go now because I'm just feeling a little sick because of the sickness of people taking advantage. It's a parent's worst nightmare, I tell you. Parent's worst nightmare for their daughter to be kidnapped and to be sold into human trafficking. It's wrong, I tell you, it's freaking wrong. Okay, I want to talk to you a little bit about what a person should do when their innocence is stolen from them by these sick, perverted chumps. They need to get wrapped up in God's arms, wind up, and let His arms surround you. For those who've lost their innocence, makes me sick punks. They're not really a man. You're not really a man. You want to steal a young person's innocence. You do not deserve to see the light of day for being sick in your mind and allowing the devil to put these thoughts in your head. You carry out these actions wrong. But for those who've lost their innocence, I just want to encourage you to let God's arms come around you and wind you up in His love. His love will bring healing to you. Not healing. I know it's a process. I know it's not going to happen overnight. But as you are in His wings, that love will chip away at your hurt, broken heart. Shame on them. Shame, shame, shame. Everybody knows their name. And they're going to burn, burn, burn. That's a fact, Jack. This is the pure life. A final word for all these perverted guys who steal the innocence of young people. You are on the highway to hell. There's forgiveness. But when you do this multiple times to multiple people, oh my gosh, hell has your name on it. There's chains reserved for you in hell. And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just telling you the straight up truth. You did a crime. Now you're going to face the consequences. Oh, it's fun. It's fun for a season. Oh, yeah. But guess what? The end is forever suffering, torment. Hey, you gotta choose this day. Not tomorrow, not next week, or the week after that. You gotta choose this day, what you want your forever to be. You wanna forever burn, or you wanna forever bask in the glory of God? That's up to each and every one of us. It's up to each and every one of us to burn or to bask. That is the question. To burn or to bask in the glory of God. This is the pure life. And now I want to talk to you about greedy people in this world today. What have we become? When you got 1% people, they got so much wealth that if they helped everybody in the entire world, that there would be no such thing as poverty, no such thing as hunger. Hell, not even wars. Because some of the wars and hatred come from poverty. But if there wasn't poverty, there would be no hatred. So, why is it that these 1% people hang on to their money so much? Because they're greedy, self-absorbed, self-righteous, and they don't care about anybody but themselves. But if it wasn't for the 99% of people in this world, then those 1% people would not have what they have. We're the ones that make the world go around, not the elites. So they need to have appreciation. I'm not saying they need to give over all their finances. I'm saying they have enough, they can still live comfortable lives and be able to reach the world. There's so much good that can happen in this world. But it's limited because the 1% people, these rich, self-righteous people, greedy, money-hungry people, don't even care about anybody but themselves. And their judgment day is coming. I guarantee you that. God's going to judge them. And they will not escape. Their consequences will be final. Their minds are blinded. See, that's why they don't help people out. It's because their minds are blinded. They think that they are entitled to keep all the money that they have. They're in slavery to their own money. If they could set themselves free and help those around them who are in need, they would have an eternal destination of heaven. I mean, don't get me wrong, there are rich people, wealthy people. They're going to go to heaven. That's few and far between, though. Sadly. So they need a wake-up call. One day they lose everything. And then what are they going to do? What are they going to do? Most of the time, a wealthy person doesn't lose their money. They lose their health. And when they lose their health, then they have a taste of what it's like to be the 99% of the people in the world. Because there's helplessness in being sicker or being in poor health. So their time is coming. What in the world have we become? What have we become? Just a pure life. Okay, so here's the deal about the extremely wealthy people. And like that song says, money, hungry, you know, they stay strapped up like Rambo. You know, that they waste their money on weapons, you know, Rambo. They waste their money on houses, cars, you know, Lambos, you know, gold chains, champagne, caviar, drugs, sex, you know. It's just waste. They're wasting their life away. They got this party life mentality, like they can party forever, you know? And they could be helping so many people. So I'm not even talking about the 1% anymore. So those rappers, they're not part of the 1%. They work for the 1%, but they're not the 1%. They may be millionaires, but they're not. And for the most part, they're not billionaires. There might be a couple billionaire rappers, but That's because they do other things besides rap, too. So the thing is, you know, it's a waste. It's a wasted life. They're just throwing their money away. Sure, they're having a little fun for the season. And their season, to them, it may seem like it's long. But in reality, when it comes to eternity, it's nothing. That little season of their fun. They're talking about coming out of Lambo, being stocked up on weapons, you know, drinking that Cristal, whatever you call it, you know what I'm saying? Smoking high dollar weed, and, cigars, and champagne, you know, women, you know? It's a waste. They could be doing so much health for people, even in their own. I know these people didn't come from, a lot of these rappers didn't come from rich families. They come from the hood. So, why can't they give back? That's my question. Why can they not give back? That's money hungry. They're just money hungry. They live for money, partying. That's the only two things they care about. Money and partying. And that little fun for a season is an eternity of torture. Sorry about their luck. Because it's all about the pure life. This is the pure life. In closing, God will make a way where there seems to be no way to escape this immoral lifestyle of partying and being money hungry. Greed is a dead end. It is a total dead end to be greedy. You're wasting your life, and guess what? You don't want to wake up at the end of the day and God says, depart from me. I do not know you. You don't want to hear that. So today is the day. Allow God to make a way for you. You might be in a situation where you don't have the resources. I mean, guess what? God will make a way. You don't have to go stand on a street corner. You don't have to sell drugs. You don't have to get into a business that is not secure. Oh, you get 10 people and you'll be making $300 a month. Mm-mm. That's not how it works, Jack. That's money hungry. And these people are claiming to be Christians. They're money hungry. They're wasting their lives, man. They're lusting after money. They're throwing away their lives. Money is the root. The love of money is the root of evil. Money itself is not evil, because you can use money for good things. It is when you become lustful after that money, that greed, that's when you fall in that trap. But God can make a way for you to get out. You just gotta admit that you're in that hole and allow Him to take over. Part the Red Sea for you. Thank you for being a part of the pure life.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.